I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
OBJ's getting picked on here. Can we get OBJ02 on the visor situation? I love Freddie's answer, too. We're going to hit both of those here because OBJ started off the game wonderfully, and then they pulled him off the field on 3rd and 5 because of his visor.
It's just frustrating. I feel like I've grown a lot. I've just tried to do better and be better, and it's like always something. It's just always something, you know. There's other players in the league who have worn it all game. They threaten they're going to take them off the field. They never do. It's just always something with me. You know, when they pulled me off on 3rd and goal, that just hurts the team. And that, you know, falls on me, and that's not what I want to be. That's not what I want to do. So it's frustrating, but all I want is it to just be equal across the league. You know, just keep it that way. Don't single anybody out. But at the end of the day, you know, it happened. We just learn from it. Still don't know what the right visor would be. You know, that was a clear visor, but I'm not here to complain about it. I'm just happy we won. So
after, I want to see the participation, and I can't yet. On 1st and goal from the 4, and 2nd, and then he was out there on 3rd and 5, 3rd and goal from the 5. Was he out there on 1st or 2nd down after the 33-yard catch? Was he out there at all?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, so Odell was back out there on 1st and 2nd down.
Yes, because
then
the way
why did they pull him off the field
on 3rd down?
They pulled him
off on 3rd down. Yeah.
Cuz the glare got just right from the lights.
No, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. I think that is when the Jets alerted the officials that he was wearing it. I think that's obvious. It hadn't happened before then.
Here's Freddie Kitchens on the ordeal.
The uniform guy told him he needed to take it off. You know, it's too much reflective something. I don't know. Just that's all I know right now is what they told me on the field was too much reflective stuff. But I guess the lighting was better down there at that end of the field after we drove down there inside the 5, and they could tell that he had too much reflective stuff on his visor. Waited till we got down the field to tell him. So I don't know. I guess the lights shine differently up there.
All right. If he were on the field before that's egregious. Somebody just happened to remind them about it.
Yeah, refs are not refs. I think this is counter because this happened with the watch stuff. Refs are not out there.
A lot of excuses for these refs.
They're not out there surveying every single. No, because in the end, I got to put this on Odell and the Browns.
A lot of excuses.
Known friend of ref Anthony.
On the end, eventually, like, yeah, he's been singled out without a doubt. Nobody can deny that. He's going to continue to get singled out. Those guys don't like him. They don't like that he. They envision him as a me guy that he's trying to, you know. Challenge the boundaries.
Like he's the only guy in the NFL?
Right, but he is obviously the most vocal. And everyone knows it. And when you traded for him, you knew that. So it's up to the Browns and Odell to figure out what he can wear and what he can't.
Because
this isn't a problem for everybody else.
Ultimately, you're right. But my problem is nobody noticed this before the drive. No one noticed this before the game. And you're telling me two separate things, by the way. You're saying that they're picking on him, but at the same time, then you're telling me that the Jets pointed this out to the referees. So which one is it? Are the refs not actually paying attention to him, or are they picking on him?
Oh, I think in this case, they have other things. They have other fish to fry. They're not worried about everybody's, you know, full ensemble of uniform until they're like, oh, yeah,
so
by the way.
So basically it's cool unless the Jets narc on you. Then you have to go change.
Or other teams. And guess what? Other teams are going to do that from here on out. They are going to do whatever they can to get him off the field. And it worked. It worked. So I salute the Jets, unfortunately. But it worked. They got him off the field on the most important play of the game to that point.
You understand my confusion here because you told me that they're picking on him.
I don't think you need to be confused. I think
you're saying that the Jets were the ones who
figured. I don't think it's that confusing.
The Jets might have picked on him, but I don't know.
I don't think it's confusing at all. I think Odell needs to figure out what he can wear and go before the game and go up to an official and figure it out.
I think if anybody.
Because that's ridiculous that he's not on the field for a big play.
I don't really think he's confused. I don't think he's confused on what he can wear.
Well, he's trying.
I think he knows exactly what he can wear or what.
Well, no, he doesn't.
He assumes everybody else can wear.
He clearly doesn't know.
And he's going to do that.
He clearly does not know. The NFL had a problem with the watch in week one. Notice he didn't have the watch in week two for the game. Had it pregame. And then also he goes out there with a visor that eventually they could tell him to take off. So he doesn't know the rules. Or if he does know the rules and he's trying to avoid them, then it's stupid because now you didn't have him on the field for a big play. If that would happen against the Rams, guys, that's stupid. That's dumb. That's dumb by either the organization or Odell or both. It is. Figure it out. Well, figure out what you're allowed to do. Because guess what? Guys don't like him, so they're going to pick on him. That's just a reality. It's just like Rasheed Wallace.
But you're not,
I don't want to hear Rasheed Wallace bitch about him being singled out. Eventually, it's you, Rasheed. Eventually, it's you. The refs don't want to listen to you. They don't want to listen to you game in and game out. So eventually, it's you. So in this case, Odell, eventually it's you.
216-578-0092.
We're making excuses every week for something else other than Odell. It's really Odell.
It's really not. Because if
this has happened every year for him.
But if Alvin Kamara can get in and play in a game, and Le'Veon Bell, who basically had the same visor yesterday, can play in the entire game, that it's just an annoyance with OBJ. That's it.
Yes.
So that means that you've changed the rule just because the guy's annoying.
Yes.
That's why OBJ has a problem with it.
Yes.
So you're annoyed by OBJ, so you're just going to change the rule. Willy-nilly on OBJ.
Just be like everyone else. Just wear a normal uniform.
Obviously,
it's not that
way. Bye-bye a long time
it's
ago
not
for
that,
the guy.
Well, why? Then I have to ask the question
because
why.
Because actually, in this case, he's actually what? Being like what
about,
everybody else.
By the way, what about
Le'Veon
the Browns?
Bell is wearing that same type of visor. Alvin Kamara is wearing that same type of visor.
Again, life's unfair. Sorry. Sorry, it's unfair. The NFL is going to pick on certain guys. In this case, it's Odell. So
okay.
I have to ask a question.
So you want him to be like everybody else, even though he's wearing the same visor as everybody else.
Ken, this is not hard. I can't believe you're like feeling so bad for the guy like he's a victim.
I'm not feeling bad.
Like
I want things to be equitable.
I did not say I felt
bad for him. I'm not throwing a pity party for the man.
Sorry.
I wanted it to be equitable.
It's not going to be that way. But going forward,
so they changed the rules based on the Browns.
It's just based on
so
Odell.
So I guess we're Saints fans now because they're changing the rules based on our favorite team.
It's just based on Odell. I just ask going forward, can the Browns and Odell figure out how to just wear a normal uniform? Can they do that? Because a lot of other people can. And he can't. So why can't he do it?
I assume he believes it's a part of the normal uniform, considering it's basically the same visor as Kamara and Le'Veon Bell. So if it's the same uniform, then you're holding him to a different standard.
You're
so
doing this whataboutism. Like, what about them? What about them? I don't care about them. I care about Odell
I'm not
Beckham.
Doing a whataboutism.
I care about, this is why people do in politics, and it kills me. This is an Odell situation. We knew when we traded for
Anthony,
Odell that he does things that upset people, and yet you're not fixing it.
So
guess what?
It.
Well, then you lose him on a big possession. I don't care about Alvin Kamara.
You are telling him to fall in line. Hopefully people can get what I'm saying. You're telling him to fall in line.
Yes. I'm just asking him
to
wear a normal uniform. It's not that hard, Ken.
Players are in line. He's wearing a normal uniform.
No, he's not. He didn't. The visor got taken off for a reason. He wasn't wearing a normal uniform.
And the visor got taken off at a weird time that
it
even
did.
Freddie Kitchens
says. Yes, he's getting picked on.
And
I agree with you. But if you're expecting him to not get picked on going forward, that's a sucks-to-be-you thing, as you like to say all the time. It sucks to be you.
Oh, God. Here we go again with this stuff. 216-578-0092.
I can't believe people would agree with you in this case.
What?
I just have a question. Do you think if they still got down there, they're still in goal line situation, but they get down there because Nick Chubb breaks a big run? Do you think because he made the one-handed catch?
Yeah, I don't know what drew the attention. Yeah. I don't know why it took so long. I have no idea.
I don't,
silly.
Because he looked like, well, he started the game dominating with that catch, got him down in the inside the five.
All right, how about this? In the future?
Oh, it's good game. I'm not debating the gamesmanship by the Jets. That's not what I'm denying. I'm going after the theory that you're giving me here, the logic.
So had
that's
they
what I'm going after.
Had the officials told him, hey, after this series, Odell, you gotta change that visor or you can't come back on the field, would you be cool with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. You're the referee, you allowed him to be on the field. You can't tell me nobody noticed. You're all referees. So you waited for the Jets to make a big deal about it, then that comes in. That to me is inequitable. You're asking him to be
just
the same as every other
I just
player.
Think this
I'm
is
fine
so,
with him being the same. Hold on.
I think
I'm
it's so much easier than you're making this.
He's fine to be the same as every other player, but if the other players aren't being asked to change their visors,
they're saying their
then
visor.
Where else is he supposed to take that
people are
from?
Saying his visor was the wrong brand, other visors were right. I don't know if that's correct.
Wrong brand.
That's what people are saying. But going forward, enough dog check. How about uniform check? Just get it figured out before the game.
My
it's
God.
2 seconds.
We got sports radio's Tommy Lahren over here.
It's,
that was one
it's
hell
not
of a
hard.
Line.
It's not hard.
A promo.
This is dumb.
It's not hard.
Please
it is dumb.
Make
it's
that
dumb
a
by
promo.
The Browns. It's dumb by the Browns. Get your stuff figured out.
It's dumb by the league.
It's not.
Sure, but the league's always been dumb,
check,
and it's going to continue to be dumb. New England Patriots fans think the Patriots, that the NFL's been out to get them for 15 years. Okay? So every team thinks that. The Saints think the NFL's out to get them. Well, now the Browns think it too. Odell's always thought the league is out to get him. In the future, just wear a normal uniform and get it checked before the game. Not hard. Easiest thing in the world.
216-578-0092. That coming up. And also, hey, they did win. Do we need to relax just a little bit?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.